glue it together and paint it. And...
Is that made for this?
Yeah.
It's gonna reach the city. Look what it's done.
You see, after it gets up out of the water, all the Kuo-Toa that are still up sort of fall to their knees and start chanting over and over again, Lima Gruglon, Lima Gruglon.
The thing that she summoned.
Did somebody leave their glue gun?
Upon this sight, you guys all have to roll charisma checks.
Oh, charisma? That's not good. Right, yep. Oh, dear. Good.
That's terrible.
Saving throws or ability modifier? Which one was that?
Oh, light lights.
Which was it?
Charisma.
Just click the... Was it a saving throw or
yes,
ability?
Yes, it's a saving throw.
Okay.
It is a saving throw.
Oh. Seriously?
Good thing it's not a woman.
Oh, no!
No.
It's a critical miss.
If he could roll a negative, it would have been better.
Oh, I clicked on my ability mod. Great. That was a good roll, too.
Is this the same thing?
No.
Huh? Ability mod's the same thing, isn't it?
No, this is plus 3 on my ability check, so plus 4.
I thought that.
So you just take the plus 3?
I'm missing this.
Hmm? If it was not great of a roll, you should take
the
plus 3.
The DC for this charisma.
I got a better roll, but it was wrong.
The DC for this is 13.
Alright.
Oh, yeah? Does it net 1? does that dodge it, you think?
You rolled a 1?
Yeah.
That's the third
one. That's the third one in a row. That's 3 in a row, guys.
You didn't program your app.
Anyone else get 13 or less?
Easy mode.
You got less than 13?
Oh, wait. No.
Less than 13.
I got 15. Yeah.
So both of you did?
Mm-hmm.
You also
you did?
Fall 7. To your feet and 7. Wonder where your glue guns are at.
You did too.
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
So all right. We're all in.
I need you guys to add 1 to your madness tracks that I've given you, or that I asked you to keep.
No.
Oh, wait. Okay. No, never mind.
Insanity.
I need everyone that
same thing, right?
Everyone that rolled needs to roll a D100, please.
Everyone that rolled
no, a 100.
Everyone that failed. Everyone that failed roll a D100.
I forgot my D100 at home.
This makes me want to play a sorcerer.
Everyone that succeeded or failed.
Failed. I need to roll D100.
Random things that happen with the D100.
77.
How do you get to the D100 on?
Oh, everyone who failed. I'm sorry.
That's pretty god.
I got one.
Roll all right,
a D100.
Am I gonna wear a dress? Is that my new thing?
For
20.
All right. So for the next 8 minutes, Aramel, you have an overwhelming urge to
touch
slime.
Eat stuff that is strange, such as slime, dirt, fecal matter. For the next 8
stool.
I rolled a 20. How many minutes do I have?
No.
I hit something
for the next minute for you.
I've got eight minutes.
The next 8 minutes, you just have an urge to eat whatever is nasty and disgusting around.
I have a minute?
You only have to last for a minute.
So that's 10 rounds.
I have 68.
I guess
it's
going
a long time.
After the stole right away.
The character...
I have 68.
Alright, one.
So
you are paralyzed. You enter your mind and you are completely paralyzed.
Me?
Condition?
68.
This is me.
You are. You're totally paralyzed. You're so scared and terrified of what just happened.
For how long?
For 1 minute.
You just said I was eating stuff.
No, he is.
I'm eating stuff for 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Well, you just have an urge to eat stuff. But yes, you need to play it out.
Stuff.
You said 68?
Yes.
You should play it out, right?
You have disadvantage on all ability checks, and you experience vivid hallucinations for the next 2 minutes.
Bro, you dropped acid.
Okay.
He's petrified or paralyzed?
He's paralyzed. And if he takes damage, well, I don't know if I should tell you, but
he
can't be removed from it.
You get out of condition.
It's from the
app. It cannot be removed.
Glue gun.
His can be, but you have level 1 madness, all 3 of you.
What's Glue Gun's name?
Lima Glue Gun.
Lima Glue Gun.
Lima Glue Gun.
It's the sound of that.
Milo Ohio Glue Gun.
Does anyone know
from what he did, just by like coming out of the water, he's destroyed a giant stalagmite like this big, like just with like a flick of his tentacle, it was gone.
So to the
look
ropes,
at that flick
everyone.
Of the tentacle.
look at the flick of the tentacle. All
right, and we are back to.
What's Jaren's thing?
Oh, I'm having vivid hallucinate.
He dropped acid.
Yeah, disadvantage on ability checks.
And disadvantage.
For 2 minutes.
For 20 rounds.
All right. He he's going to be at the bottom of the order, emerging from this water, and you see. Oh crap! I got to roll for Kirby.
I like how the highest charisma and the lowest charisma are the only ones that say.
Hemeth speaks up and says, "We must get to the boats. I know the way." And that's all you hear.
Is that the king guy?
Hemeth, the dark elf. Okay. Or the dark dwarf.
Okay.
Is he cured though?
No. Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah, you're paralyzed. You're done. Crow?
Not funny, man. That's a crow move.
So all the Kyoto right now are bowing and like fall to their knees and stuff.
I run over and grab Blap.
You grab her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I drag her.
All right, half move from there on. Okay, you can get her there. That's gonna be your turn. Your action, anyway. Okay. Okay, next is, what? Why are we all pointing?
I don't know. Next is who?
All the Kuroto are done. They're just bowing. Court, your turn.
We're still in combat?
Yes.
Okay. What's that?
Well, he's not in combat with you. He's like 60 to 80 feet. Oh, no, he's further than that. He's got
to
be.
600 to 800 feet?
He'll probably he can make it to the shore within a few rounds.
Is his speed look greater than ours?
I'm dashing out of here, guys. Scream.
I take the Duergar's advice and dash to the boat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Double movement.
I'll listen to a Duergar, but he won't listen to a drow.
Yeah. In fact, he'll murder a drow.
You're on the boat.
Said it split up and it became several
weapons. Aramel, it's your turn.
Can I kind of like? I want to pick up Fargus and kind of toss him on there. The last like 8 feet.
No. Okay. He dashed. That was it.
I holler at Jaranor that he should grab some gold.
Grab some gold
on the way out.
What? I mean, I see it there.
Enough to split.
Air melts your jerk.
So.
Don't forget the gold.
I'm a dwarf.
Desperate attempt to get there. I would make it in a dash. However, the urge to eat the most random things drives me in a ridiculous pattern that first takes me onto the altar where I scoop up blood, fight the urge, lick it, throw it down, scoop it back up, lick it again, and keep that handful as I continue to run.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably
20, 30, 40. So 60 gets me to the gold where I've stopped and I'm eating gold.
You're ingesting gold.
So move your guy to the gold. Jaranor, your turn.
It's only fair.
He's going to have a bad poop.
The insanity wasn't an actual hit or anything.
Nope. Okay. It was just looking upon this giant demon that just came out of the water. You guys all tried to hold, your courage, and some of you lost. And
gold would
go
be
mad.
Nice, but I think...
Courage.
Shoot.
And your fecal matter.
Shoot. Guys... We messed up.
Why?
We had someone run off, remember?
He did that to himself.
Maybe that is him. He transformed. Yeah.
I'm back, guys.
Could have been.
You're gonna go save him?
Yep. Alright, hold on. Who was he? Wasn't he the guy who's like, $10 says he dies, or...
No, that's Jim Jar.
Yeah, Jim Jar.
I made a lot of money off of him.
What about... I thought it was Fargus, or
no,
whatever.
Fargus is the halfling that you guys found.
I thought Fargus ran off, and...
Nope.
Nope,
Bupadoo did.
What is... Yeah, can we have a recap on Bupadoo's actions?
What did Bupadoo do?
What he did? He didn't attack once. He saw the fights going, and he sort of stepped backwards and sort of disappeared.
Okay. So not for the group, not for me. Oh, That would be evil.
Oh, no.
You're not evil, Paladin. You're a good Paladin.
I thought about
8 seconds.
I'll tell you. Okay, I'm just...
You gonna feed him something gross?
I'm gonna go over here, pick him up, and drag him onto the boat.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Next is... Sarah is dead. Hemeth makes a dash. And he's got 25, right? So he's on...
And Court's off.
And Court just fell in the water. And the stingrays started eating him.
Oh.
Buffadoo, you guys so don't know what he does. He does something. Fargus looks at you, Jaynor, says, thank you very much. And sort of moves to the front and has a seat. Punches and it's like drawer. Trying to look for something to like pour.
Okay.
And try to help start pushing off.
Already?
Stool looks at you, Kirito, and you see the spores sort of, and he's like, get us out of here.
How many turns have happened?
Huh? This is only the first round. But that's always, he releases spores, Turvy hears it, and that's it. So, Turvy's turn. Turvy grabs Stool and starts running.
So do we know that he's paralyzed, or?
With a dash. He hasn't moved yet, and only half movement with a dash with a Stool.
I thought everyone's turn was 6 seconds.
Yeah. No, it's every round.
Every round
is 6 seconds. So better hope somebody gets you. Shushar is like in a trance as well, and he looks like he's trying to battle in his mind, but he's down on his knees. And Kirito, it's your turn again. Crow? Oh, I'm sorry. This guy, he moves about a third, a little more than a third of the way distance there, and you can see the water start to like, almost like a wave starts moving out away from it towards the shore.
You can take it.
I saw a picture of a shirt that said, if the DM smiles, you know you're doomed.
Saw a cuff and
move. I'm sorry, it's Court's turn.
I turn around and see Kirito and kind of let out a dwarvish grunt of disappointment. And I dash over to him.
Okay, so that's 25. You can move him about 5 to 10 feet closer. Okay. With the dash. Probably 5 feet.
Drag you by your cape.
Aramel.
So, still very hungry for gold. I scoop up some gold, put it in my bucket.
Yeah.
I'm going to save that
for later.
Yeah.
I turn to move away, seeing Court sprint out towards Kirito. So, I decide to dash toward Kirito to help, but these wonderful urge. I stop several times along the way to eat dirt. I can't help it. So I still got 30 feet-ish, 25-ish, and I start dragging him, so.
Okay, so you got about up to Turvy.
And while the dragging is going on, I decide to sit down and eat some of the dirt that's on the ground underneath me. And I'm eyeballing Stool.
Oh, God.
A couple of the Koato start to break out of this trance that they're doing, and they see you guys and start looking at you guys and start moving forward a little bit.
Do they look aggressive?
Jimdar is not affected by this. He's sort of is just standing there. They walk by him.
You skipped him.
No. Did I? Right after Kirito's turn? Crow, your turn.
Yeah, I did. You said, yep. Okay, it's,
yep, go ahead.
But I was just gonna let it go.
No, go ahead.
What's this?
That is the shrine of the Sea Mother.
That's the big...
Which is actually further up, right?
Yeah, it's not actually there. It's a little, like, this isn't here, but all the rest of the village is.
Okay.
It's a little further away. I mean, unless you guys move that way, so. There is more ways than one in D&D to get out.
I drag.
Or attack.
I drag Blount's body onto the sacrificial pit thingy.
Yep.
Is the silence still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silence is 10 minutes.
Can you, like, dispel it? Is that possible?
Doesn't say.
Is it concentration?
No. It's just up to 10 minutes, so it makes it seem like I have control over it.
I grab her arm, put it next to my arm, and I cut both of our arms to drain our blood into the sacrificial pit.
He must have been affected by the madness. No, I think he's just crazy.
But it's so.
And I look at her, and I'm like, this is perfect. And I'm at peace. And then I put my thumb over top of her chin, and I go,
I know.
You know what they call me?
What's that, Crow?
6 seconds is up. Go ahead and finish it. Go ahead and finish.
Oh, I will. They also call me the Deep Father.
Alright, Court, you went, right?
Yeah.
This round? Aramel, no, Aramel, you went, yeah. So
yeah,
Aramel, Jaranor, go ahead.
nuts. Do I see any hallucinations?
Yeah. Fargus doesn't look like Fargus anymore. He looks like one of the Kotoa.
Oh, God.
Why does that matter?
It's just kind of crazy.
I don't know how to.
If you're paying attention to that either.
Because I don't have a problem with the Kotoa being here, so I guess I kind of just shake my head and just kind of turn around and go for
number one ranked team or something.
Who was
Everyone else left trying to drag people back.
I'm just gonna go up to Crow and I see what he's doing. And I grab him.
Okay.
You're like bleeding, right? You're injured?
No, I just cut
himself
a little bit. With
Are you resisting or not, Crow?
Yeah, I resist.
Roll strength. You roll dex or strength?
I roll dex or strength?
Whatever one you want.
Ability mod or?
It's,
no,
it's just a strength, yeah.
Strength. Not the mod.
You don't get your mod?
Right there.
Oh, did you not get your
the
mod?
The mod is included in the check.
I get disadvantage, right?
No.
Because of my...
No, you're fine.
Okay.
He grabs it.
I grab you and I moved.
30.
Yeah.
That's your interact is to grab him.
I just grab him. Can I dash back?
Yeah, you can dash back.
Okay.
You can only move 15, so halfway back.
Goodbye, my love.
Alright. MS picks up an oar and starts to try to push off the boat. And it's not moving yet, but it's going to be.
But there's still stingrays in the water?
Yes. Well, there's shadows in the water. Yes. Fargus is, like, using his little halfling arms, trying to push the boat off a little bit, but it's not moving yet. Stoll will go ahead and moves. And does a dash. And even with his gimp leg, got up there.
Did that.
Go ahead and move Turvy up there as well. Turvy's on.
Onto the boat?
Yep. And she looks around and sees a small rope that's tied off and unties it.
Oh my goodness.
Stays on the boat.
Dude, they're thinking for themselves right now.
At this point, this creature makes it.
Hey, is Jim Shark ever going to do anything?
At this point, the guy makes it to here and the
Two-thirds.
Waves start rocking some of the stuff and he sort of slashes a tentacle and just blows this building apart.
We gotta go now.
This is like sort of like tipping over. Top of the order, Kirito. Okay, he's paralyzed. Crow.
Sorry,
12 seconds
here.
Where are you at?
18
seconds.
Oh, they pulled you back. You're going in on the boat or no?
I'm pretty much already here. I'm gonna stand right at the end of it.
Okay.
Is this person dead?
Yes, that one is. You can take him off, it's fine.
And I get on the boat, and I pull down my pants and defecate.
Oh!
And then I turn around, and then I just smile.
He looks at him! Oh. I look at the defecation with glad eyes to see more food that I might want to eat.
You're awful, Crap. Oh. Alright, Court, go ahead. Measure it out.
I run over to Shushar.
Jimjar.
You're moving to Shushar?
Yeah.
Shushar or Jimjar?
Jimjar.
In between both of them.
Shushar, Jimjar.
Okay.
And I kind of like wave my arms and say, "We gotta go." And I grab Shushar.
Okay.
By the arm.
Shushar resists.
Strength.
You're a barbarian.
Yeah. And you roll a crit miss.
And you roll a 20.
What?
Natural 22.
Dang.
He broke free and
he tossed
and
me.
And he actually looks at you and says, "I must stay with my people."
What about Jimjar?
You didn't have time. It's only 6 seconds.
But I said it out loud. But next to both of them.
He looked at you.
That's it?
Yeah.
What?
You dash him back?
Oh, that wasn't my action.
That was your interact. It's just an interact.
Can I grapple Jimjar then?
No, you already tried to interact with one object.
But it's an attack.
You only have
one. Oh, you want to use your action to try to grab Jimjar? Okay.
Crit miss. What?
He just sort of steps aside. Actually, you know what? He doesn't even move. He doesn't even move, and he just sort of just stands here and looks at you.
What? This is Luke trying to slim down his NPCs.
No, get it, man.
All right. He's dead. Himeth starts pushing off the boat.
Hey, yo.
Oh, yep, air melt, good.
Yeah.
Well, I keep forgetting because it's mixed up in there. No, he's not pushing off the boat.
Seeing Court run to get Jimjar and Shushar, I realize that I don't need to. So I grab Kirito, and I start moving my 30 feet that I'm allowed, but I see this wonderful, delicious-looking pile.
Turd.
And I bend down, and the smell gets me so hungry that I lay down and I lick the turd. I lick it. And then I kind of like break free for a second, and I go to run again, and I step in it, and I fall. And I hit my head on the back of the boat.
Ate it.
But I'm able to drag Kirito into it. So I'm laying down next to this smashed turd, looking right at it. Gosh. I put my hand in it. And I put some in my pocket.
Alright. Himeth pushes off. The boat makes it about to there.
Oh, Jared R!
Rubber's gone, Furby's gone. His tool's on there. He's fine. Where's Turvy? She's on there. Jimjar, you see him just sort of slowly take 2 steps backwards. Kirito, you're still paralyzed, Crow.
I don't know.
Oh, that's the end of the round. He actually moves all the way up here and smashes another building. And he doesn't seem to be paying too much attention to you guys, but he's like smashing over these boats and blowing them up.
Oh, the treasure!
It's gone.
Can you, get Bert and move it somewhere? I'm not covering him up. Don't cover him up. Don't cover him up.
For water.
Huh? At all?
Yeah.
My bad.
You're bad indeed.
I have a better camera. You want me to take the picture?
I'm just kidding. Yeah,
I have a
Alright, this is gonna be hard to get him. To show how big it is.
It'd be Crow's turn as well. As you poop on the back of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
You know what? That is Jefferson there.
Yeah.
Six second Jefferson? My goodness.
I reach out my hand and I come on, guys, and I take a help action.
Dun. Court.
I dash back.
Yep, you have fun with that. That's 30. And I got 50.
He only has 50 for his dash?
He's a short man.
Little guy.
I'm stuck in the legs.
Let's see where that is. Okay.
This is so difficult. I might have to bring him up closer later on for the effect.
That's fine. I'll bring him up now.
I wish I had a grappling hook.
Is that it, Cupport?
Yeah.
Okay. Aramil, your turn.
I yell at him to stop the boat.
Stop! Stop!
I yell as loudly as I can to Jim Jar.
You're on the ground looking at poop.
I'm laying there next to this
looking
poop.
Looking at poop.
And I lean back while I'm still like kind of making eye contact with the poop. I yell, Jim Jar! For the Thunder!
You say it with a mouthful of
poop. For the Thunder! As he shovels another hunk of turd in his mouth.
He dissipates.
Whoa!
What?
Seeing him disappear, I am both sad and excited, and it makes me very hungry.
And you start
so
eating,
I grab what's left of the smashed turd and just take a big old hunk and bite out of it and chew it like a Tootsie Roll.
Oh.
It's all brown, it's stuck to my teeth, and I've got a big grin on my face, but I've got tears rolling down my cheek.
A big what kind of grin?
You might say it's a... crap eating grin. And I got nothing in terms of what I can do for them.
Okay. Next. These two things come up out of the water.
Oh no.
First one on Janor.
My turn?
No. First one attacking you.
I'm not in the water yet.
You're next to it. Oh. It actually starts to beach itself slightly. Rolls a 19.
It's
2 damage. Next one attacks Court.
Now you're paralyzed.
Rolls 11.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, those are done. The other ones still are swimming around eating the other pieces of the Kotoa. He's not quite there yet, so he's there. Going on. He's dead. Jernor, your turn.
Okay. Leaving would give me them a bonus attack, right?
Yep.
Unless you disengage.
You might need a dash.
How deep is the water?
You're about knee deep right now.
You're knee deep.
So pretty shallow.
you're knee deep as a dwarf.
Okay.
So it's like a foot.
Like ankle deep for everybody else.
It's not too deep. These stingrays sort of are like pushing themselves up on the ground in a frenzy trying to get at you.
Is it like difficult terrain or something?
Yes, it will be if you continue in the water.
I don't disengage, so I'm going to have to get
an attack. First one misses, the other one's going to use its reaction and automatically miss.
Okay.
Lucky doll.
And then I run up here and jump.
Jump. Okay, and jump is your strength.
It's not athletics, we're...
No, that's an automatic jump you can make. Yeah. Athletics is if you jump further than what you're supposed to be able to.
Yeah.
Oh, you borrow mine, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll rip it. Sorry, Jerry.
That's what Crow did on the boat.
I'm pretty sure you can make that because that's pretty small. I'm going to just say that you can make it.
Okay.
Make what?
You have a 16 small jump. Strength.
Well, I have my arm out helping.
I'm 17.
Well, I think he can just make it no matter what.
I was going to throw you a crow, but you're not.
Quiet. I was going to say you should have tossed me.
But long
you're,
jump,
but you're a dwarf, though. You're not like
moving,
a
which you did.
Tiny mushroom. Yeah. You can't catch me right away. I can't, like. I don't think I'm that strong.
Like the time you tried to throw
number
me.
Number of feet in your strength as your strength score. Really?
Yeah.
Nine? So how much is your strength score?
16.
So 16 foot? Yeah, you can definitely.
He's like a triple jump champion.
You're good.
What was that?
Alright. So that's Jaranor. Hammoth starts to oar more.
Do you want to be the voice?
And
hi, I'm Aramil.
Oh no.
It moves further.
What?
Yep.
I wave at Corp.
No!
Sorry, Corp.
And give him an old elvish signal.
If you die, it was your own decision, buddy.
Well, your buddy would have
He's gone. Fargus is there. Stool's. Yeah. Stool seeing you eating poop and realizing he's fungi, he starts to move.
He is a fungi.
He starts moving a little further.
Fungi.
Turvy tries to find something to be used to try to push it even further.
What are you doing?
They see this giant thing coming for them and eating them. They're just trying to get out alive. Actually, I'm sorry. Can you move your book? They move it this way. Can you move your book?
Stop trying to kill me.
I'm not trying to kill you. That's what they would do.
Turvy, we talk to each other.
Yeah. Kirito, you're still paralyzed, sadly. Crow?
Hey, had nothing move?
Oh, yep.
Did that thing move?
It gets to the shore, and when it's on here, water splashes up.
And pushes those a little bit and actually dumps you into the water.
Oh my goodness.
Probably pushes the boat up too, right?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Nah. Oh, a little help from the DM.
You're good.
It's gonna take half your movement to get up though.
Yep. No, he's in water.
No, he's prone.
No, he's not. He's in water.
He's prone.
Crow, it's your turn.
Maybe there's a cord in the water.
Bro.
Don't slip in your own poop.
Curse my chaotic goodness.
Yep.
The worst part is that he disappeared.
Yeah. Lathander could have saved me.
Good thing we're so close.
Good thing
I'll
this
tell you
is.
About it later, but I'm so
8 seconds.
I gotta put my hand out and try to help again.
Okay. That's Crow. Court, it's your turn.
I take the dash action.
Can't dash in the water.
Well, with
your
my
speed.
2 feet.
Does he have a symbol?
You have half movement.
I can't dash?
No.
Half movement? You don't even have enough then.
I have my arm out.
Yes, he does.
You have 25 feet to go. You're good.
You can reach out for his hand.
So I can go up to here and reach out?
Yep, you can reach out. What I want to do is I want Crow to roll to see if he can grab him. And I need you to roll strength check.
Uh-oh.
I already have the DC set.
Should I roll right now?
No, not. He's rolling.
I don't have
he's
my
trying
strength.
To grab you.
Put your tail in the water.
It's not real.
Is he fine? He doesn't get further.
It is a strength check.
It's a three. Oh, God.
I don't.
He reaches up, but the water from Lima Gugon is moving the water, and you guys miss hands.
Oh, God. We're about to lose our first party.
That was Court, so...
Get a javelin out and put it in the water for me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
dude.
Do you.
I got you.
First one attacks. 16.
Yeah.
Three damage.
Sorry, man.
Second one, 12.
Oh, miss.
Third one, hits for sure. 6 more damage.
Back to where I started.
Oh, whoops, I rolled damage. Last one attacks, hits. 3 more damage. You're still alive?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you.
I was at 29.
Alright, the fourth one's actually up on him.
All right. Stop!
There was a bunch of them out there, dude! Alright, Jaranor, your turn.
Nice, I'll give you 6. Hey!
Oh, yep, Aramel, sorry. Poop eater.
If you move that boat.
Bro!
that
I'm pretty
decide.
Sure there's 3 or 4 that are ready to move the boat anyway.
So I stand up. Exactly what I think I might do.
You slip in the poop.
I look at Crow and I say, do you trust me as I'm eating your poop?
Do you trust me?
I mean, I'm literally just biting off chunks and like staring at you. Like, do you trust me, bro?
Always.
I'm gonna grab Crow by the leg and dangle him in the water to grab.
Well, I can't do an action.
Can I? I can't get in and out.
Use a mace or something.
You can get in and out.
I don't. Yeah, but I'm not gonna. I don't have enough. Really, do I have enough to get in and out?
You have.
I was just prone.
Were you prone?
Yes. Yeah. I fell in your crap.
15 foot, 15 and you're trying to carry him.
Yeah, so I've got like 3 feet.
I will grant you the ability. I will grant you the ability to, since you talked to the crow, he can hold on to your hand, but you can only get into the water and grab him. But you're in the water then as well.
You have 7 feet to work with. Half up, half.
I just told you what's going to happen. Yeah. You're either in the water or you're going to grab Crow's hand and hold it, and you're in the water too.
Do I roll? I haven't rolled yet when he.
That was his check. I just gave it to him only.
I thought you said I could roll.
No.
Oh. Never mind.
So make your decision, Poop Eater.
I stick my mace out into the water.
The pointy end?
Yeah, the pointy end.
Roll for attack.
Not that bad. It's just a mace. And yell, grab on.
I say, what?
I'm not doing this with you, dwarf. I push the mace out as far as I can. My legs are barely dangling, and I yell, somebody grab my leg, while I eat poop with the other hand. And then look at the side of the boat
like
with
a candy bar.
Some kind of, like, hungry pleasure.
Does nobody have rope?
No, I lost my rope.
I don't have rope.
My last bit of rope we used to tie up those guys.
Well, actually, let me make sure.
Like 50 feet of it.
Somehow.
I think I got rope.
I've gotten off on whose turn it's supposed to be.
It just ended up as mine, so I think it...
It'll be Court's turn, but the boat has
Court just
no, Court went ahead of me.
Yeah, Court went. And Crow went.
So it's him, Crow.
Court.
It's Kirito, Crow, Court, me, the group, like the mess of fish faces.
Yeah.
German war.
But the fish guys, because everybody the fish else guys is just attacked. Be. So right. It's not them. They've already gone.
No, the rest of them are trying to pull away, push us away from.
Yeah, it's Janor's turn.
You can't grab for your hand?
I stuck the mace out.
Did I get through those people?
First off, I take the oar from this guy, and then kind of
put strength check. He's not letting go.
Okay.
Good thing you're strong.
No letting go.
He's strong too, though. Look at him. Luke says
19.
You broke it. You lost the oar.
I don't want to break it. I just...
Well, I know.
I just took the oar.
You have the oar in your hand.
I shoved him aside, and then I...
Oh, no!
I reached out...
His hands.
I reached out for Crow, or keep Court, and reached out with the oar and try to pull him in.
Yeah, I'll give you 5 feet with that. The oar's out, that's it. Nothing else happens on your turn.
Okay.
Himeth does not look happy with what you did, and he's in a frantic and starts paddling with his hands. Doesn't move the boat. Turi paddles as well. Moves it just a teensy weensy bit more because Turi is not very strong. Kirito, sorry, you're still.
Wait, what?
Move the boat a little bit.
Oh, that's the end of the round. No. You're still within range. At this point, you see one of the giant tentacles sort of slap down at the water, and this giant wave comes towards your guys' boat. Everyone roll dexterity checks that are on the boat.
Even if I'm paralyzed, or does it automatically going to hit me?
It's going to hit you.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably stop.
17. Watching you roll, and then watching your reaction is so funny.
I'm sorry, you could do strength or dex.
Better roll it again. No, I'm good. 17.
What's your guys' rolls? 17?
Mm-hmm. I roll 2.
You're in the water, yeah. You need to roll. Because if you roll a certain number, something might happen.
I have disadvantage.
Crow, what'd you roll?
10.
Okay. Airmail?
Before or after you change it to strength and dexterity?
Whatever.
6. I can't take the crit.
You can't roll because you're paralyzed.
I can't take the crit I deserve to take, but...
You should just add your strength modifier.
What'd you roll there?
First time.
What'd you roll there at Court?
18.
The water splashes you up here. Kirito goes overboard.
What?
Nobody's holding on to him.
And he is paralyzed, so he's going to drown.
Give him the potion!
Wait, wouldn't I float?
Well, you'll float for now.
Apparently, you
can't make him take.
You got a lot of armor there, buddy.
No, you have to be relaxed to float.
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
Six.
Six.
Boards float, and they're rigid, but they're relaxed.
Yeah, there's a party wipe.
You're going to be hanging here like that.
They have a lot of surface.
And this thing sort of moves on past you guys and starts destroying.
Hey, it's a good thing this is all a premonition from his hot stuff.
All right, now it's Kirito and then Crow, so it's Crow's.
I didn't go.
I give myself bardic inspiration.
Not yet.
You will. You give yourself bardic, it, all right?
What is this guy doing?
He's hanging on
there. Hanging on.
That's me, bro.
I reach down to try to grab Kirito.
That's what I was waiting for. All right, good.
What?
Reach down and grab him.
Paralyzed.
Yeah, man, I'm paralyzed.
Can't move.
Go ahead and grab him.
I'm assuming that's strength.
Yes. Alright, you got him.
Boom. What's that strength?
Hey. I got my bardic inspiration. Hey.
Alright, you can pull him up. He's back on.
I pull him up and I give him a kiss to see if that wakes him up like Sleeping Beauty.
Like on the lips or on the cheek.
You see my eyes go. You're paralyzed. You can't say
one
anything.
Word,
you
one
can
word
tell.
Word.
I think all right,
Court, your turn.
Yeah, you can see my eyes die a little bit. You see
I go into a rage.
Grab my legs.
He goes into a rage?
Grab my legs.
Well, you can probably swim up now.
Oh, I can just swim onto it?
You can pull yourself up.
Do I need to roll a check?
Maybe.
Oh, I attempt to roll...
Oh no, what has he figured out now?
Don't pull me off.
What? you go, Airmail, I think I saw a turd down the bottom. What?
Oh, I'm really tempted to climb up your cape.
I say grab my legs.
I try to climb up the side of the boat. Okay,
roll strength.
Yeah, you turkey.
You can roll athletics.
I am exhausted.
Okay, but ability check, disadvantage.
No, I have advantage on strength checks with my
rage. Okay, yeah. All right.
So it's just regular?
Just regular.
Please don't. I ran out of crit misses, please. Okay. Hey, what was it? Acrobatics?
Yeah.
Not athletics?
No.
It's a 16.
All right, you're up on.
It's way more than enough. Yeah.
Goodness.
It's not going to be that hard.
You're up. That brings us to Airmail.
Yep.
Oh, man. You climb yourself way back up?
Yep.
All right, no check for that. All right. Is everyone in the boat now?
Yeah.
Everyone important.
Oh, jeez. All right,
the boat, you guys continue to sail on. You guys still see the shadows following the boat, though. They just stay in the water, underwater, and just continue to go around you. Hey, Court, were you scared, buddy?
I hate everybody that pushed the boat.
You want to know who it was?
Yeah.
Turvey and Hemeth. We're both pushing
Hemeth
the boat.
Hemeth is a Duergar?
Yep. Any of you that are looking back behind, you just see this dude just smashing things and destroying stuff. Cleric and Paladin, please roll religion check. You're up, Gyarado.
Okay.
What is it?
9. For me.
For religion?
17.
Okay. Airmail, you know that this being is actually Demogorgon.
It's a Demogorgon?
Yep. The prince of all demons. Somehow he is.
Really, that's what it's called, Demogorgon?
Yeah.
Stranger Things?
Oh, sorry. Hey. Oh, yep. You were taking a picture. I'm sorry. Yeah, so he is the Prince of All Demons.
Is this the one from Stranger Things?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Are they playing this campaign?
No. No, the Demogorgon was here for a long time before this.
Demogorgon.
He didn't look like that.
Demi Lovato.
We gotta go into the upside
that's
down.
That's his new kill. Look.
So that's actually the Demogorgon?
Yeah. It's the actual one. So, as you guys are looking back at the village, you just see buildings crumbling, bodies flying through the air as he's just, like, engulfing it all.
I shake my head and I say, we should have gone to Stool's village.
I say, I think we're gonna need a bigger boat, and I take a bite out of the wood.
I get it.
We're on the boat, right?
What? Well.
So the demon is loose within the Underdark, and also Aramel, you know that, and Jernor, demons shouldn't be in this realm.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not the lower. Prince of Demons. Huh?
They belong lower.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm up now?
Yes, you are up.
What's that thing? He disappeared.
I tell him everything.
I just tell him everything. You tell him what? About Jim Jar?
Yep.
Okay.
Tell who?
We're like brothers. We share everything. You're living. Okay.
You guys are starting to move, and Hemeth...
We'll rock, paper, scissors on that one.
Hemeth is boring. He looks at you guys and says, I know the way around the Dark Lake. I need to get back to my city. Gracklestew.
You're from Gracklestew?
Yes, my city.
Wasn't Babadoo from Gracklestew?
Who's Babadoo?
Well, we had a little guy with our group. Pretty sure he was also from Gracklestew. Maybe we met some people in prison that were from Gracklestew.
He doesn't know enough about Babadoo to understand what he looked like.
Kind of like you, shorter though.
Okay. You may be speaking of the Duro. They are in my city. They are servants to us.
That's it.
Underlings.
Yeah, who that is. Okay.
Underlings, they're lower species.
There are no lower species when you're with Lathander.
Thunder.
Excuse me?
He starts to warn some more.
I will let it pass this time, Duragar, but do not speak ill again of Lathander. I am the one who saved you by the power of Lathander. So if you don't like that, we can address this later.
At this point, you see Spores pop out of stool. And he goes,
am I still hungry?
We must get back to my It's not a village, dang it.
I don't think it would matter.
My home. I want to return home. I must get away from these demons. Please take me home.
Am I still hungry?
No, I think the 8 minutes has passed. No more hallucinations. You're not paralyzed.
How about the gold in my pocket?
Huh?
How about the gold in my pocket that I plan on eating?
You got about 10 gold.
Yeah.
For picking up stuff.
How about the poop? Was there anything in there that I needed?
As you come out of this state of madness, your mouth tastes disgusting.
Sure.
Anyone that got the madness, level one, that stays. That does not go
stays?
Away. Yes. You are at madness one.
What?
You don't have the going on effects, but you are at madness one.
Yeah, and as soon as I get another madness,
more bad
worse.
Things. Yeah, it might be. So Sporus tells you that he wants to go back to his home. Hemeth has said that he wants to get back to Gracklestew. Hemeth also speaks up and says, I'm a merchant from Gracklestew. Once we get back to my master, I should be able to outfit you guys with a little bit more gear. At least to stay for the night.
Good, because do we get any experience from this?
Yes.
Is this water safe to drink?
Can't tell us how much yet?
No.
Because I could use some long swords.
Is this water safe to drink?
For someone of your kind, no.
But
for me, and he sort of reaches down.
So that means he's in there. Is there a pail on the boat at all?
A pail? Yeah, there's a pail?
Like a bucket.
No, not in this one. Everyone gains 100 experience for just encountering the Prince of Demon and surviving. Everyone then gains 200 experience after that.
So 300 total?
Yep.
1695.
Yeah.
What's level 3?
27,000.
Oh my goodness, I'm even close.
Level 4?
Yeah.
You guys still got away.
Got one.
You told me we were closed.
No,
he,
I didn't.
He starts to oar and continue on.
That's the night. You said we were closed.
We were
closed.
He is. Hemeth is guiding you where you're going right now.
That's a little
until one of you say something.
I go over to Stool. I say, I'm just going to pretend I'm next to him.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, sorry about your leg earlier. I was kind of in the heat of the moment. And I didn't mean to hurt you. I was trying to save you.
Stool looks at you and says, I'm still hurt by that, but thank you.
Let's see.
I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, me too.
I promised him, I say, hey, I could promise you get back to your people as soon as we get to the next village, but we're going to have this guy guide us, if that's okay with you.
I've got one more spell. I'm going to cast Prayer of Healing. Anybody in the party that needs it can roll 2d8s plus my spellcasting modifier.
Okay.
You can see, gain mine. Okay, hold on. Never mind. Just kidding.
Wait, what?
7. 14.
You roll it?
19. Everybody can get 19.
19 health?
Sure. Isn't divvied up.
I think it's
up to 6 creatures of your choice that you can see each regain hit points equal to 2d8 plus your spellcaster modifier. So, everybody.
Gets how much? 18?
19.
Let
me change a few things here.
Who knows?
Get rid of some of these people that are gone now.
I take out.
Was Jim Jar's play mine, or was that you getting rid of an NPC?
Huh?
Was Jim Jar's play
you'll never
part
know,
of this, or you playing as the DM? Because I'm just curious for you. I like that.
You won't know.
It was a fun play.
You won't know.
I take out one of the pearls that we found along the way.
Oh, yeah, also.
One of the pearls?
Yeah.
What pearls?
I found a pearl that was worth like 10 gold or something.
You just throwing it in the ocean?
Like it's the diamond from Titanic.
Okay.
I go over to.
I hold him on the edge of the ship.
I go over to. I go over to Kirito and I say, "Hey, Kirito. Hey, can I see that map that we got off that one guy?"
I just keep staring into you. I'm sitting cross-legged, just kind of zoned out, and I just hand it to him.
Okay. I look at the map.
Okay.
Now, do I notice that we're heading in the right direction? That we need to go for that map?
You can't tell what's going on with the map. The map, all you know is there's 2 stalactites that are next to each other. That is your marker. That go into a small opening into the wall.
Probably those.
Huh?
No, it's just stalagmites.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stalactites
are from the ceiling.
Who knows?
And I seem to have forgotten to do something.
This is typical.
What'd you forget?
I'll make it happen.
Okay, and then...
A ranger comes out and heals us all.
Hey!
Don't you get sassy.
Never mind, I'm just gonna look at the maps, make sure we're heading in the right direction, because I do want
to find
that.
Hemeth doesn't pay any attention, just keeps oaring and trying to guide the boat where he wants it to go.
I ask Hemeth how long?
We are very far away from my home.
I'm just completely checked out at this point.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and rest.
Okay.
I'll tell everybody a story.
Let's hear it.
While they're getting ready to sleep.
Let's hear it. No. Okay, good.
So I noticed Sereth scratching his lower neck several times when back there. And at least one time, I noticed a yellow bubble on his flesh. And it kept trying to cover him up. So, basically, that's why I attacked him. I don't know why Court did.
Turvey speaks up and says, I attacked him because he killed my brother.
Didn't Court also attack him?
No, Court took a dive.
I attacked the tentacles.
He just sort of standing next to him and took a dodge act. And Turvey's the one that stabbed him in the back.
Yeah.
That's what Turvey says.
What do you guys think he was? That was kind of cool, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. Can I with my knowledge of history, religion, anything.
About the yellowness?
No, about the thing that came out of him. what I need to check to.
You can do a history check.
History check?
Yeah.
Okay. 17.
You don't really know what it is. You know that it came, it was a demonic presence. But you can't tell. The closest thing that you can even think that it might be is something to do with the fungus. And with your knowledge, you know that there is another demon that is the queen of fungus. That's the closest thing that you know that may have
done.
Oh,
no.
All right. Hemathay's no attention, just continues the ore. There is a current. It's very slow. But he thinks that...
Based on current events.
He thinks it'd be probably about 10 days before you guys be there on the water.
So we're gonna go to the Duergar place, and we're gonna meet the Duergar demon, and then we're gonna go to the stool place and see the fungus demon. And then we're gonna go to Turvey's place and see the little girl demon.
A little girl demon?
Something like that, yeah. Whatever she is.
So we're gonna start losing NPCs one by one, and you're...
Sounds very sexy.
Maybe. What if they don't make it there?
What's his name? Heathen?
Hemeth.
Where can we get some food for people like us down here?
Didn't you just eat?
Yeah, it was your poop. Ooh. Shut up.
In gold.
We can, we could probably find some things along the way. At least look for it.
Is the fish edible for us?
He sort of looks back behind and still sees some shadows. I wouldn't be trying to eat those.
Bollocks.
Have we completed a long rest?
No.
Are we attempting to right now?
You can try to. The boat will continue to move during the night if you stay on the boat during the rest.
I'm staying awake all night. I'm too...
Staying awake all night? You're going to get level exhaustion?
I'm too depressed to sleep.
Okay.
I'm going to go in the water and sleep.
You go for it, Crow. Hema says that he'll stay up for the majority of the night and guide the boat.
I'll stay up too. I don't have anything to sleep on.
How big is the boat? Is it this?
It's about what it is right there.
Okay.
So it's going to be crowded.
I roll out my bedroll, look at Jaranor, and I say...
Roll out your bedroll.
When I wake up, you can have my bedroll.
What? I just kind of...
But there's plenty of room and crows.
I kind of just shrug my shoulders and then go back to watch. Just sit down on my little seat.
Sit on a stool?
No, just a seat.
I'm gonna do something that the book doesn't say to do, but I'm gonna sort of fast forward some of this travel. I just feel that I'd like to do that, because the travel's gonna take a while if we go through everything that the book wants me to do. I need you guys to roll 2 wisdom survival checks for the first couple days. Of you guys just sort of moving through. You guys sort of, Hemeth sort of says that we could stop here and maybe scavenge some stuff.
So you want a survival check?
Yes.
Nat 20.
Okay.
For the first one.
Yeah.
11 for the second one.
If you got 15 or above, roll d6. That's how much pound of food you got. You roll 2d6 for the natural.
I don't have disadvantage, right?
Are you still exhausted?
Yeah.
You said after the first day.
Long rest? Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You're
6 pounds of food.
What is it?
6 pounds of food.
Okay, write it down.
10 pounds of food.
Okay, write it down.
It's a 1d6.
Huh?
1d6. We roll it twice?
Roll it twice, and then if you got a 15 or better, you can roll a d6. And
twice.
That's how much food you get. No, just once for each one you got over 15.
Okay.
3 pounds of food.
Okay. And I'm going to have to take a break and get something to drink real fast.
I'm going to lighten my load a little bit as we're floating around.
Okay.
I'm ditching the... flasks of oil that I've got. I'm just going to pour those out, clean them out in the water.
Okay.
You're keeping the flask.
Keeping the flask. So I'll have
while,
10 empty
while I go
flasks.
Get something to drink, I want you guys all to figure out who eats, who doesn't eat the food for the first 4 days.
What do we need? 1 pound of food?
1 pound of food per person. Okay, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 of you.
How many pounds?
So we need 80 pounds of food to
feed
everybody.
8 times 4. So you need 32 pounds of food.
I'm planning out the whole 10 days.
You need 32 pounds of food right now.
I've got 6.
Count up how much you got, and I'll be right down.
I got 10. I got 3.
I got 13.
How'd you get 10?
I rolled a crit hit, so I got to roll 2d6.
I got nothing.
I rolled 5 on each of them.
I rolled just under. Both times.
I rolled 20.
So we only have...
How does it work with constitution? How long you can go without food?
Wait, isn't this with 2 rolls? You guys did it twice?
Yeah. You had to get a 15 or higher, though.
Yeah, I know. You guys didn't come up with it?
I came up with it once because I had to use Bardic Inspiration on it.
That was MLG.
And you guys only got it once?
Yeah.
I only got it once.
So everyone got it once and we still get enough?
You only get 36?
I know, but it's only 30 pounds.
Yeah. So if we
got
eat,
3 pounds.
But if we eat every other day, we're covered.
Yep. If you eat every other day, you're covered. So you don't have to snark it all down.
So 16 is all we need.
I think I need 1 tonight because I think I passed the last time on eating.
How much food you guys got left?
We had just run pretty much straight through that village.
What are you looking for?
To beat anything.
Oh, okay.
How many do we end up with total?
I got 10.
I had 6.
16.
I had 3.
19.
I had 3,
22. 0. So you could have 8 food, or 6 food left between all of you, so decide who has what.
I'll have...
Sure, we're not going to have one of my food.
I'll just throw all my food out there.
Okay.
I'm eating one.
You guys just have 6 food to split up.
Yeah, I'm throwing 5 food and keep 1 back for me.
Okay, so 1.
I'm throwing it all in. All right. You guys can have it.
So you can keep some of yours.
I don't have
you can keep some of yours. So 1 food there, so 3 and 2 between you two.
2 people have died.
I'll keep my 3 since I found 3.
Okay. And you're going to keep 2. So that's what you have.
Alright.
The first 4 days are pretty much uneventful. You guys are moving through. You see a bunch of giant stalactites going into the water, and he's moving you in and about a bunch of paths. There's hundreds of paths going all different directions.
I invited Turvey every night to sleep with me.
Wait, he's going
to sleep with you?
Next to me.
Turvey does not...
that sounds weird.
Yeah, does not seem to... She's not unhappy with it, but she does not engage in that.
There's only one chick on the boat, guys. So.
A bunch of paths in the streams.
She's like 13.
This lake is huge.
But you didn't say
still.
Whoops. Like that.
I'm not lost in this.
We are weaving in between those.
Yeah, but it's not. Sounds it does like not look like the map. It does not look like the map.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of Lathander now.
Did we get through a
Lathander just saved us.
He almost got me killed.
You guys have
what
a long
rest.
About?
We did our best.
For sure.
So... say this, but...
You found a yellow bone.
As a trinket, I have a small idol that is depicting a nightmarish creature that gives you unsettling dreams when you sleep near it. So, sorry to all you guys who slept.
There has been some unsettling dreams.
I want to hear it.
The dreams that... Yeah, I have several dreams, actually.
Yeah. Set me up or even Eric.
It gives dreams to everybody around it?
And it's near it, yeah.
That seems near it. It's the trinket I wrote.
I'm having the same one over and over?
Just this one tonight.
Okay. Well, there's 4 nights we're kind of rolling up.
Do you have to keep that with you? The whole adventure?
It's a trinket. It's just...
So you don't have to.
He likes it.
It's not like bound to
you. I love it. It's like the most perfect thing to sleep with.
No, for you, it makes sense to have.
Yeah, he would
get very
upset.
Yeah, but nobody knows why.
Right.
Nobody knows that I have it, and that's cause.
Like, my trinket, how I wrote it, I need it. But I'm just wondering if there comes a chance where I need to give it to someone or hand it off.
It's the same thing, but the way he wrote his trinket into his character is that it has to be with him.
And Luke said it was fine to do so.
I don't need it.
The dreams that you guys have over the next two nights is...
I'm willing to share mine with the group.
It's basically...
oh, is that how it works?
I didn't sleep the first night.
You see wounds, cut gashes on your body, and they sort of burst open in a cloud of spores. And coming out of it is a mass of maggots and bugs coming out of your wounds.
I have a flashback, and I'm kind of hungry. And I really don't remember why.
So, that's what you see. Hemeth speaks of, on these city travels, he speaks of his city, and he says that if you guys are to accompany me to my city, you have to stay within the Dark Lake District. The Duergar do not... My people are not very fond of foreigners traveling too far deep into the city.
Whatever, man.
How did you come to be captured by the...
I was a merchant.
People.
I was actually trying to trade with those people. I was ambushed and taken back. I couldn't quite understand everything they were saying, but they spoke of some god that they had that was to be sacrificed to.
Had you seen a god before this mess?
What god are you speaking of?
The one, the giant thing that we saw coming
towards
us. That
didn't look like a god to me.
So, have you seen that god around before?
No, I know that he resembles the Prince of Demons.
Yeah, the Demigorgon.
Yes.
At this point, I share with everybody what I unlearned.
Okay.
What I was able to recognize.
Yep.
So everybody is aware that that is the Demigorgon.
Who's in the boat with us?
The only NPCs that are left with you guys is Turvey, Stool, Hemeth, and Fargus. Those are the last four.
No Babadoo.
Nope, Babadoo disappeared.
I wrote Jim Jar equals Satan on my like how to recognize him. Because he kind of looked demonic.
You have a mask on.
Did you scratch it out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Jim Jarry. All of it's scratched out right now. Because he gone?
Stool, Fargus, Turvey.
Stool, Turvey, Fargus, and Hemeth, which is the Duergar, the Dark Elf. All right, you guys have full rest. It's been several days, and you guys, Hemeth sort of calls out and says, everyone hunker down. It's going to get rough up ahead.
This is a lake. How could it be that rough?
Because it's going down and around a little area. So everyone go ahead and roll a dexterity check.
Nuts. 8.
4. This is, as you guys are oaring, the dex check is to see how well you paddle through this area.
7. 6.
13. 3.
8.
Oh gosh, another day, guys.
Alright, you guys hit a few rough banks.
You'll say.
And you see the boat start to get mashed up a little bit. It doesn't sink, you're not leaking yet, but the damage is definitely noticeable. Everyone needs to make a strength or dexterity check, saving throw, to see if they. Something happens to me.
6. 8.
22. 19. 7.
You guys switched.
Just had through.
And I rolled the same number.
Whoops, I need to do... A few of you, the people that didn't hit a 10, fall in the water. It's not a big deal, because the shadows aren't there anymore, thankfully.
My makeup's running.
But your boat has definitely sustained 10 damage.
Can we repair it?
Healing word.
You can try.
Where's the
I just need to look up real fast how much damage it actually took.
Like I said, I'm going to be care enough to fix it.
I have carpenter's tools.
Oh, it's good.
And a hammer.
It's good. It's taking 10 damage.
Can I repair it?
You can try.
I want to try.
All right. Roll a...
If you roll a 1 and put a hole in the boat...
I give him bardic inspiration.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you Man, that's going to be... I don't even know what that would even be.
Dexterity?
Throw court overboard.
Or strength?
Do them scream.
Performance.
Performance?
Yep.
What?
You're performing a task.
Survival?
So I thought about survival.
I use charisma to repair a boat.
Well, that's what survival is. Well, that's wisdom. Yeah, do survival. That sounds good.
Okay, thank goodness. 13. I'm so inspired.
He whistled while it worked.
17.
17?
You're brilliant.
All right, you're able to repair half damage, so it's only taking 5. So
giving everyone ledgies all the time.
Yeah.
Just so
gave
you last wedgie, man.
Yeah, banging green women. You know,
like. You still do that, though.
Okay,
yeah. I'll have to do that.
That's brotastic, bro. I'm kind of hurt. Luke, you made my character not bro out as much.
Looks like that was the idea, man.
So, not gonna lie, if we survived that mess and that demigorgon didn't pop up, I was gonna set fire to a couple more of these. Buildings
just to keep the theme.
You guys are jerks. Why are you trying to sacrifice people? Let me show you what happens when you try to sacrifice my friends. And I was gonna set stuff on fire. All
right.
After we checked all the treasure chests that
were there. Crow, you guys move a little bit further down the dark lake, and you come to an opening.
Dude, Yoda's freaking me out. He's staring at me.
I guess I could take all these off. I guess I should have probably done that. Why don't you guys grab all this stuff and just sort of sit on another table?
Give him a little bit.
I was actually scared, Luke.
That you were gonna lose court?
Yeah, you do, Mom.
I was kinda hoping you would.
See, if Pump died like that, I would be okay with it.
You don't like Pump anymore?
No, I love Pump.
If
he died that way, but I don't want him to die.
So, instantly. If you could lose only one, you have to lose a character, who would you lose?
Court.
Wow!
Pump has more personality.
Alright. Where'd he go?
Oops.
He went upstairs.
Did he go upstairs?
He did.
Maybe he's making Duke. Making number.
Can you not Duke down here?
No, you gotta be careful. It's not enough.
Unless
pressure.
You're Andy.
Yeah.
Andy after he eats, have some cheese.
It's more like a side. It's more like a number 3.
I want Kirito.
Number 3.
Kirito doesn't even care.
Yeah, so like a real Duke, you have to take it upstairs because the pipes can't handle it down here, pushing all that Duke upstairs. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, it can handle it.
I just don't want it to handle it.
I don't want it to have to push up the poop.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he went.
I just stepped on it.
So where's your leech field go, Luke? Out back?
You ripped him.
Huh?
Does your leech field go out back?
Oh, yeah. Where'd he go?
You lost me.
You are gone, dude.
Also, I just drew a group picture with Pump in it. I don't want him to die.
There you go. Okay.
You want all these NPCs?
I'll be fine with those.
Alright, so...
He's not duking. He just got water.
You guys move a little bit further up, and it's a large opening in the lake. And you see... Where'd Hemeth go?
He's right out front, I thought.
He's right here. He's oaring, and he seems to be looking around.
That's not a good sign.
As you guys slowly float.
Perception check.
Long. You can try, yeah. That's fine.
What if I miss anything?
Hmm? No, we just took everything off, and I said you guys came to the large opening.
No rest or
anything? Not natural.
You guys had a long rest.
Again?
Yeah.
Not natural.
Not natural?
Yep.
But a 20?
Yep.
And you don't see anything yet.
Shadows, nothing?
Nope.
I have dark vision.
I know.
I look.
You look as well? All right, go ahead and roll.
What time of day is it? Oh, it doesn't matter.
You don't know.
Ten. We're in pitch black, aren't we?
Ten. He's got it.
He's cape o'clock.
My 20 rolls, but his 10's got this.
Oh, you wrote a 20?
You guys move a little further up ahead.
He substituted in Kyle Schwarber. That's worth at least 11.
You see a shadow figure.
If you're Joe Buck.
Aramel, you see a shadow figure to the right of the boat.
Is it pitch black right now? Because I'm the only one. I'm the only one who doesn't have it.
Just go back to sleep, Jeremy.
Yeah, hey, and if you light a torch on this wooden boat...
We're surrounded in water.
I'm going to have to push you.
The boat catches on fire, just go, it's out. How's the boat
actually, hold on. I pull a... No, I'm not going to do that anymore. I need to save it. Sorry, bruh.
Do you know how to take a rest in this app?
Yeah, it changed.
It's a little cloud, or a little...
You hit the little three lines, and then there's rest.
Oh. I give myself guidance.
Cool, thank you.
Give yourself guidance?
Yep.
All right, Aramel, before this thing comes out of the shadows, you have no time to tell anyone, but you see it.
What is it?
This thing sort of floats out.
It's like a bird. Like it's a bird brain.
Wait, it's one of those things that's going to suck our faces. Take our brains.
Everyone roll initiative.
I like that. It's going to suck our faces.
Not that high.
I'm not that low. 11.
Oh, fart.
20.
3.
11.
Welcome to my world.
Do I get a, do I get an attack in since I didn't see it?
Hold on. Why did it do that?
Hold up.
Hold up.
That's
catcher,
it is
moment. Why didn't you do that? All right, nice. go ahead and tell me
the Elvis Brothers.
20.
Yeah.
All right. Next, Aramel.
Trace.
3.
Yarp.
Okay. Crow.
Phantom.
Pork.
13. Are we not 12?
12. Jernor.
11.
Okay. This thing comes out of the water. It's just like all its tentacles are starting to move towards you. No.
Gotcha.
Kirito, you're up.
I draw my sword.
Jump in the water.
It's about 5 foot away from the
boat. Run and jump and stab it.
Okay.
Luke did not expect that.
roll athletics.
Athletics?
Yep, for the jump. See how well the jump goes. Oh, acrobatics.
What's your strength?
Acrobatics, 19.
Okay, you jump on its back.
I just dig the sword straight down into a long sword, two-handed.
Okay. So you don't even have two, you just have a long sword out.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make it two-handed real quick.
When you land on it, it drops about 5 feet.
It's not very heavy.
What are you trying to do?
Equip it.
Why are you equipping it? All your stuff's equipped.
No, there's a way to roll it as two-handed, but you have to change it in here. Oh, thank you. Okay.
You miss. But you're on its back. Turvy goes. She shoots it with a crossbow. She misses.
Why is this not critical?
Jaranor.
I shoot it with a hand crossbow as well.
Okay. Roll.
I'm kind of suicidal.
5.
Why are you suicidal?
He's depressed.
5. Miss.
He's let everyone down over and over again.
Crow, your turn.
Yeah, we're good, never mind. Forget what I said.
The guy, and he ended up being the bad guy. I drew my crossbow.
Sup with the enemy.
23.
Willingly.
That's for sure.
Knowingly.
Four piercing damage.
That's coming
four
out
piercing.
Our enemy never knows.
Bolt hits the side of its brain and sort of and like scrapes the side and a little bit of brain flickers onto your face.
Ooh.
Brain matter.
It is its turn.
I get a little hungry.
It goes and it like whips one of its tentacles around on top of itself to try to grab you.
Grab me?
Yep.
Not hit me?
It rolls an 11.
I think it's hunting girl.
That'll miss.
Misses?
Yeah. Just barely. Wait, where's my armor class at 12 now?
Oh, probably because I took your armor off.
You did? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Then it sort of like flips over. And like, so you're on top of it, and it sort of starts rolling like this. Are you going with it to try to stay on top of it, or are you gonna fall off?
Yeah.
Okay. It bites you with its beak. Rolling 16. It's
a 16. Oh yeah.
7 damage.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Airmail. And then it moves. Away.
Where did you get a 3? I don't think Court went.
Yeah. I'm like last. Where did Court go?
I had a 12.
Oh, did I skip you, Court?
He went before
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
I just shoot a hand crossbow bolt. With 17.
Hits. Oh, no, I didn't get it wrong.
4 damage.
I add my Dexterity. So 3 damage.
Okay. Turby, you already went. Jaren.
Oh yeah, there's less NPCs. I'm surprised I'm still going again. Alright. I should add it again.
Did you already go? Oh,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm way off.
You don't add your dexterity to your damage.
What do you add?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Crossbow? Yeah.
I think it's
just like you add your strength to your damage. Have you not been adding your modifier to your damage?
Crow, did you already go this round?
You get 5.
I need to get back on
you. You're not proficient.
I already went.
You already went?
Yeah, I'm missing.
All right.
Yeah.
And Aramel, what'd you do?
Shooting my crossbow, 16.
Hits.
The 9 dead.
Dead. 6.
2 more 8. Extra damage.
Got it.
So just give him 10.
5
damage. Okay. Emeth goes. He doesn't have anything. So he just sort of stands there and goes,
so he's obviously not happy about it.
He actually starts rowing the boat and turning it back towards.
Of course.
Fargus,
there's only one,
Fargus
sir.
Fargus doesn't attack because you guys haven't given him anything. Kirito.
Again.
Yeah, go for it.
17.
It's
gonna be level 5 so I get another
9
attack.
Damage.
Okay.
And then I'm ready to dodge.
Okay, with your other
bonus.
Yep. Court, your turn.
I shoot it again with the crossbow. 18.
It's
4-5 damage.
Okay. Turvy shoots at it. Misses. Jaranor.
Alright. I'm gonna shoot another bolt at it.
Okay.
Critical hit, 22.
Okay. What are your crit damage?
Which I gotta remember how. No. I'm sorry.
Damage.
Only on top right. Now I hit your roll.
7.
Okay. Still alive, still kicking. Crow?
Pretty good with no mods.
Shooting the crossbow.
Yep. Oh, where's the interesting things you get?
20.
It's.
These
are rolling super.
8. What do you mean with the interesting things? What am I supposed to do with the guy in a seat?
Alright, Airmail. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's the girl's turn.
The girl. Grail.
He whips his tentacle back around trying to hit you. Gear toe again.
Okay, he has a disadvantage.
Why?
Dodge action.
Oh, yep.
Let's see what
and then tries to beak you, and automatically misses. And he's gonna move.
Get away from me.
Okay. Okay. Aramel. What are you doing?
Crossbow.
Okay.
Am I still in range?
I don't know. Are you? What's your crossbow range?
If it's
within 60, then you're good.
Depends on what kind of crossbow it is.
Yeah.
It's a hand crossbow.
60, look up. I got it right here.
6120. 6120?
I'm guessing.
Don't guess. It's a light crossbow?
Yeah, it's a hand crossbow.
Hand crossbow is 31.
Wait, no, it's light. Sorry. Light.
Oh, that's
different. 8320. So, yep, you're still good.
Yeah, probably range that. 16.
16 hits. Yeah. Roll your damage.
I'm trying to keep that in my hands because they make too much noise.
Well, it's still not helping on your pocket.
Well, it's quieter down there.
8.
9, right?
Because
I get the plus
1. 9 damage?
Yeah.
That's a little
bit of kill shot. It starts to sink down closer to the water.
Yeah, boy.
Bleeding. Hemeth tries to turn the boat more.
What?
He's trying to turn it around. Farvey's seeing that he's doing that, pushes the boat a little bit more.
It's like a football fork, guys. It doesn't turn on a dime.
Who?
Kirito. Hits. You guys didn't miss once.
I did.
5 damage.
What are you talking about?
And Turvy hasn't hit.
You hit it and it's and it falls in the water and you go down with it.
Of course and the paladin missed.
Yeah, with something that isn't my profession.
That was Kirito. Are you doing anything while you're in the water?
Is it dead?
Yeah.
Drag that body.
I'll drag it and swim.
You're dragging the body?
Yeah.
5 feet.
I can only move 5 feet? You should have a rope thing that makes me swim faster.
You're not carrying a giant medium character in the water.
Fine, I'll go 5 feet.
You got half. Okay. Court.
Can I push the boat?
Yeah, help us get that boat turned around for him.
There
might be food, guys.
Yeah.
That's
food.
Janor?
Okay.
That was not so discreet.
Yeah, not so much.
I use a javelin and a, I fasten a rope to a javelin. That's
okay.
All I do.
Where'd you get rope?
It's from my backpack. I actually had rope. He didn't have rope because he used it all on all those people that were tending up.
He had rope that
he had rope.
Yeah,
he chose to stick a javelin in the water.
I actually did help him. I took a oar and held it out. Shut up.
We're the Bash Brothers.
So you tie it onto the javelin?
Yeah, and then can I oar it all to help move the boat, or is that too much?
I'd say tying it on is enough.
Okay.
Crow?
It's like a harpoon.
Yeah.
I see three shapes come out.
Knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Start swimming. Aramel.
Boat. Oh, yeah. That's right where it was.
That's
it's
right
here.
Hemeth and Fargus made the boat all the way up. Kirito.
Two actions, yeah.
I'll allow that to be your whole turn. Let's get that thing in there.
Food!
I just throw it in the middle.
Stool rules. Or something.
What type of boat is this? Is it a rowboat or?
It's like a neo boat, whatever that is. It's like a big, it's like a little boat.
A dinghy?
Yeah.
Nice dinghy.
Okay. Stool scoots back against the thing. He does not want to be near that. Court.
I'm going to attempt to get the boat back on course.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It's not my turn. I'm not going to say nothing.
Turvey? Jernor? Turvey is like... does not want to be near the thing.
Ramming speed! I move to the front of the boat.
Ramming speed?
And then I push the boat to whatever direction you'd like.
This thing separate on the side. I'm gonna end the combat and they just stay behind you.
I had something. This would be kind of fun.
Silence.
That's okay. Sorry.
My crossbow.
You shoot at one of these?
Well, if they're sirens.
Well, they just sort of. I'm sorry. They move around here. Stool is not happy. Fardis definitely is not happy. He's like hunkered down in the corner.
I ask Hemeth if these are edible.
He looks at the thing and says no.
And I kick
why
it
did you bring this thing down here? You kick it overboard.
Yep.
And as the thing moves on, these things all go right to it and start eating it.
That was going to be the play. In the event that something silly happened and those buggers, something popped up with it, kicked that bad boy overboard.
Are you guys ready?
No.
Really? Makes sense. Man, I failed big time on that one then. You guys did amazing. 125 experience each.
Yeah!
You guys destroyed that thing.
18-10.
Well, yeah. Wrong hand.
You guys destroyed that thing.
101?
I couldn't get 18, one tentacle 20. Attack off.
100 what?
We should be at 18-20.
That's not how much, though.
125.
I have to add it. I can't just put... No, not this.
Oh, I got you, boo-boo. Yeah, we wrecked that thing.
Okay. You guys start to move on, and any conversations between you guys as you guys continue?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Can I... history check? Can I ask Hemeth?
Hemeth says that it was a grill. An aberration.
Ooh, I could add something against
it. It likes to poison its targets with its tentacles and drag it away into its den.
So it's lucky that old Kirito didn't get wiped.
When he jumped on it, I thought Kirito was going to die. Not gonna lie, I thought he was going to die.
I'm just dragging my hands in the water.
You touched my butt.
Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I'm just revising over my... Where are they going?
Why are Vargas so afraid of it?
It's a giant
monster. It was a giant monster with tentacles.
Yeah, it was dead.
I don't want to be around anything like that. That's what Vargas says.
You can probably still touch the tentacles, maybe they'll still poison you.
I'm just looking over my mechanical contraption to the two scrolls and comparing them and just trying to see what I can figure out.
Two scrolls?
Yeah.
Roll an investigation check.
Yeah, this was.
You found a scroll at the place where you guys first saw the Jubilex statue.
You said investigation?
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
Yes. 16.
You found a scroll there, and it was.
We didn't lose it after we got taken to prison. I thought we lost all of our items.
No, they were all together in the company. You only lost food and gold. Mm. You guys found all your
got
items.
Got everything else back?
Yeah. What'd you get?
16.
While you're shuffling through, you're looking at the two, and you're like pushing them back and forth together. You notice when you push them all the way over, they sort of overlap. It's not translucent, but you can tell that, even though you don't have light, but you can see that when they overlap, the images go together.
Okay, like Iron Man. I'm making an Iron Man suit, guys.
Yeah, sort of like that. So they sort of piece together, and it makes the symbols are like, I'll draw you a picture later, but they're sort of things that... link up when you put them together.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Got that, Airmill?
I'm not a part of that. Huh? You didn't tell me.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Unless he decides to tell me.
Yep, that's fine.
It's my business.
Right.
My business.
You guys continue on. For another night, Hemeth says that we're pretty close to halfway to getting there.
Halfway.
I crank up some Bon Jovi.
You guys can roll a survival check for foraging as well. Wisdom 15.
Wisdom's again?
Yeah.
Christmas.
What? Survival?
Survival.
Survival or charisma?
I roll charisma. No.
Or wisdom.
Charisma.
Wisdom, survival.
18.
So go down to the bottom. There you go. 18. What'd you get?
I missed.
13, I missed.
Okay, so you only got one thing of food. So, yeah. Eric, go ahead and roll. You get your wisdom modifier on this one as well.
I can pass tonight. I can increase.
That's
amazing.
1d6 plus
wisdom. You found poison?
I think I fell in the water looking for food.
Is that possible? 1d6 plus wisdom, I got 2.
And just, it's 2 plus your wisdom.
Oh, wisdom 0.
Yeah.
That's why. 2.
Oh, you have 0 wisdom?
Yep.
All right, 2 pounds for the day. Everyone keeping track of who ate, who didn't?
Yep. Yeah, I kept a pound back.
All right, so for today, who ate, who did, who doesn't?
I don't eat.
It's like
so subtract your food.
Every other, and I ate the first night, then I need to eat tonight.
I give my food to those who did not eat.
I think everybody ate but Jaranor last time. No, you did eat.
No, I did eat. I ate.
Yeah, we were able to share.
I think everybody ate last time.
And we had 6 pounds left over.
Yes. Yeah. So you have 6 plus your 2. So you have 8 right now, yeah. And there's 8 of you that need food today.
7 plus the one I've got.
But you could all go without food today and hold on the rations.
Mm-hmm. I hold on to the rations.
I'm going
to
eat today.
How does that
You're
work?
Eating your one ration?
I'm odds. I ate day 1, day 3, day 5.
Okay.
We're on day 5.
With your constitution, how long you can go without food?
Yes. Constitution modifier is how many days you can go without food.
Okay. So I won't eat.
Okay. Day 6, nothing happens. Roll another survival check.
4. Sorry. There it is.
Roll a d6 plus your wisdom.
10.
Nope.
I never got food.
2 food.
Okay.
7.
Okay. 7 plus 2. So who's eating, who's not?
I'm not eating.
I'm gonna eat.
I don't have an appetite.
I gotta eat.
It's been 5 days. You should be doing a little better. Or 6 days. Hemeth and Turvy both want food.
Are you not eating at all?
Along with Fargus.
I mean every other.
Who wants food?
Hemeth, Turvy, and Fargus want food.
And Jaranor wants food?
That's 4 so far.
Okay. You're good?
I ate.
Yesterday?
Just now.
Okay.
5.
I didn't eat, but I don't need food because I have my rations.
Okay.
Eat the food we have. Better than save your rations for when we don't need it.
If there's leftover, we don't take it.
Okay. So 5. I'll keep 1 back. And that should leave us the 3.
That's why I fly the drone in between.
Magnets.
That leaves us 3.
Okay.
So you have 3 food left?
3 pounds of food left.
And all the NPCs ate. Okay.
They all got their food they wanted.
Yeah.
The stool eat?
No. He doesn't.
Stool.
You've just listened to another episode of the S6 D&D podcast. Take some experience for that accomplishment. While you're at it, level up with us by following our Twitch channel, YouTube channel, and other social media platforms. Links to everything can be found in the notes of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening.